On Kauai last year, taxpayers paid nearly $500,000 to deal with abandoned cars. Mayor Derek Kawakami says police are struggling to find the owners to hold them accountable because the cost of removing these cars adds up.
Whenever we have to go and retrieve a vehicle on the side of the road, it costs about $700 to get that vehicle removed. If we have to get it from a beach area or a challenging area, that cost can go to well over $1,000 per vehicle.
Last year, Kauai County got reports on 900 abandoned vehicles. Meanwhile, Maui County logged nearly double that number. To cover removal costs, counties usually charge residents a highway beautification fee of up to $10 a year. But Tamara Farnsworth, head of the Environmental Protection and Sustainability Division, says that wasn't enough for Maui.
In addition to our Highway Beautification Fund, Abandoned Vehicles Fund, which is $10 a year, we also have a $25 vehicle disposal fee that each resident of Maui pays on their annual registration.
The money helps subsidize Maui's junk car disposal program. It allows residents to junk one vehicle per year for free. All counties offer a similar program. Hawaii County even added an amnesty program for folks who find abandoned vehicles on their property. Bill Kucharski is the director of the county's Environmental Management Department. He's heard stories like this.
Yeah, I got, three abandoned vehicles. I don't have papers for them. I can't show you that I own them. And we have a special program for that. We allow two of those a year.
Kucharski says Hawaii County removes over 1,000 abandoned vehicles a year. Despite such programs, the number of abandoned vehicles continues to rise statewide. On Oahu last year, the city removed over 4,700 abandoned cars. That's a 48% jump over the previous year. Randy Leong, deputy director of the city's customer services department, blames ineffective deterrence. Kauai Mayor Kawakami says the root of the problem may be the state's high cost of living.
And you see it every single day. You see families out there after work just working on their vehicles to make sure that they can get to work the next day.
If these families can't complete the repairs, the vehicles just sit there, sometimes for years. Kawakami admits financial hardship isn't the only reason residents abandon their vehicles, but his administration is looking at treating abandoned cars like a bulky item pickup.
Where we identify some of these families that are hard hit and say, hey, you know, we can come by and help you remove some of these items so that you don't feel that you have to abandon them on the side of the road.
Whether counties choose the carrot or stick approach, the abandoned vehicles likely won't go away anytime soon. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.